Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Raquel calling from Peach Health. Peach State Health calling in regards to patient Chelsea Woodward. By any chance, is Tom D available?
Tom D?
Or anyone who could help me in regards to the patient's dose and frequency for a medication that we received a prior authorization on.
Can you give us a call back within half an hour? Tom is recently out of the office. He would be back within half an hour.
Is provider Priscilla available?
You want to speak with the provider?
If they're available, that'd be fine.
The provider would not be available to speak directly to you. Because he's busy with the
May
patient.
May I ask why?
Patients.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, can I leave a message then? Because I
can't
be calling back.
Yeah, you can leave a message.
Okay, so the dose the original, are you ready for the message?
But tell me, what's the patient name first?
Patient's name is Chelsea Woodard. Date of birth, 10-23-1996.
10-23-1996.
Right.
Sublocate, right? For the appointment type was the sublocate?
Right.
Okay.
Okay, so I was calling because the last time I called, he said it was a one dose of 200 units.
Mm-hmm.
I sent that to the pharmacist, and the pharmacist said that's not correct. That does not sound correct at all, and it does not make sense. So the pharmacist wants to clarify how you're going to give this dose. She said, ideally, they want to, ideally, the way this is given, is 300 milligrams on day one, 300 milligrams between day 8 through 30 days later, followed by 300 milligrams every month.
Okay.
And if you're not doing 300 milligrams a month, then she needs to know how you're planning on dosing it, because 200 milligrams is not the correct dosing.
Okay.
That's why I asked if the provider was available so they can clarify, because I spoke with Tom and he didn't quite seem to know what the dosing was either. So the pharmacist needs to confirm exactly how much you plan on giving and how you plan to give it.
Okay, yeah, I would ask the provider to give you a call back when they are available, or I would ask Tom to clarify on that.
Okay, I'm going to give you a case number just in case, and the case number is
25-22. We have a case number 6428394, right?
Right, and he should have the phone number as well, so you can answer that as well.
Okay, yeah, I would have. Take care.
All right, sounds good. And I'm sorry, what is your name?
My name is Gary.
Gary, can I get your last initial, Gary?
P as in Peter.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.